Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
When the Super Bowl ended, the ball would be in the hands of Tom Brady.
I don't know why we ever think it won't.
It's time for the home team. The home team is brought to you in part by Grace Family Church. Just try it. By Tampa Bay Area Chick-fil-A Restaurants. By Vermost Insurance. By Mahoney's Auto Repair. By the Palm Pavilion on Clearwater Beach. By Irish 31, the place to catch your favorite team in action. By Iceman Development, LLC. And now, here he is, the arena voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning and Orlando Magic, and the press box voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Paul Porter.
Thank you, Bill Carl, and welcome to hour number two of the home team. Glad to have you with us on this playoff Saturday with the Magic playing at 1 o'clock and the Lightning playing at 5 o'clock today. A busy day for sports fans of both teams, and it's fun to be a part of that. We were just watching the highlights that they've been showing.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. The guy that I called Michael Westbrook, and he got all bent out of shape, and
That's funny.
I said, I'm sorry, he was the Hall of Famer. I got it mixed up.
Getting into antics, like getting complaining, getting fouling hard, shoving guys. I guess he got thrown out of the game last night with the Clippers losing to Dallas.
Good riddance to him. Yeah. We want to check in with Alessi Bakery. What do you have going on this week? I know that it's always some specials there, and tell us about it.
Well, some of our weekly specials, we have our peanut butter cookies, buy one, get one free. We have an item called the caramel masseuse. It's kind of similar to the tiramisu cake, but with caramel flavor instead of the coffee and slices. Those are buy one, get one free. Also, our New York crumb cakes are buy one, get one free. A coffee cake with kind of a sugary streusel crust on top. Comes in a square tin. Great price for $4.95. You get two of them for that price. So we've got that going on. We've always got a wide variety of cakes, cupcakes. We have guava turnovers, apple turnovers, fudge brownies. We have our eclairs, cannolis, slices of carrot cake.
Not eclairs.
Eclairs.
Not eclairs.
Eclair.
No. Duclair.
Oh, the Duclair. The Duclair.
Eclair.
Yes.
Yeah.
For Anthony Duclair, yep. Yeah. So we've got those there. We've got Great Deli offering Cuban sandwiches, Philly cheesesteaks, Italian subs, hot entrees like chicken and yellow rice, roast pork, picadillo, and our famous cachada pizza, the cold meat pizza. So got a little bit of everything at Alessi Bakery.
Now that we've got everybody hungry, give us the location.
We're at 2909 West Cypress Street in between MacDill and Armenia. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Very good. And just want to mention one thing before we get to Kirk, who's patiently waiting on the phone lines. I want to do a tip of the cap to a company called Creative Ideas. They have been managing our Facebook page ever since we've started Facebook, and the results have been better and better and better, and more and more and more people are watching on Facebook Live each and every week. And just a tip of the cap, if you are looking for a good public relations social media company that can really do it all for you to help your business. You're busy running your business, so you don't have time to do all the social media and all the different marketing things. Check out creativeideasagency.com. Creativeideasagency.com. I can tell you they've done a terrific job for me, and they can do the same for your business as well. Whether you're local, whether it's an international company, whether it's a small business or a larger business, they have helped all types of businesses, and they can help you as well. Just go to their website, creativeideasagency.com, and you will find out all that you need to know about Creative Ideas and how they can help for you. Their name says it all, Creative Ideas. They have very creative ideas, and they can help you just like they've helped me. Let's go back to the phone lines. Kirk is with us next. Hello, Kirk. You're on the home team.
How are you doing both games today, Paul, or are you?
No, I am not. I considered it, but it with the if the Lightning were playing at 7 instead of 5, I would have given it a stab.
You said they were thinking about bringing out the chopper to
the magic. We're talking about a helicopter to get me from one to the other. But
I was wondering if you wanted to borrow mine just to get over there.
Oh, I wish I'd have known. You know, but it was just too difficult to do when the schedule for the Magic actually came out first, and then when the Lightning schedule came out last Thursday, I think it was, and I saw the first two home games were the same days. My worst nightmares were realized. But what I'm doing, I did the Magic game Thursday night and doing the Lightning game tonight, missing one game from each organization.
And the Magic won, and they won big that game. Let's hope the same thing happens with the Lightning tonight.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, he needs to do something. I just wanted to say, the playoffs for the youth, for the high school lacrosse, softball, and all that are underway. And tonight there's two games locally for boys lacrosse, one at Plant at 7 and one out at Newsom at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Good. We'll go Plant. That's my alma mater.
Absolutely.
They have a very good team. I think they've lost twice this year. So
good.
And Newsom's got a good, strong team, and they're playing Manatee. So it's some good local stuff tonight.
Outstanding. We appreciate you keeping us up to date on that, Kirk. What do you see as far as the Lightning? Do you give them a shot tonight?
Yeah, I think they get one tonight, and then they go back down to Florida and take it off the ship.
Okay.
It's very competitive, though, is it not? I mean,
These
teams are playing hard. It's great play. I mean, you can't take your eyes off of it because something could occur. I mean, it's really, really good.
Well, the Lightning. I was going to say, when they played them a couple of years in the playoffs, and the Lightning, I think, got the sweep. But all four games were incredibly competitive. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes the overall result is a little misleading. Each game could have potentially gone either way.
And, that even makes it a little bit more frustrating. I mean, if you're getting blown out game after game after game, you just say, tip your hat to them. They're the better team.
Right.
But virtually every game could have went either way. The Lightning could be up 3-0.
Think about that crazy save Bobrovsky made in game 2, where he just turned around and on instinct throws his glove up there and hits the puck when the net was wide open. I mean, something like that could
sets
change
the
series. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I don't understand, and you're the NBA guy, how can they go and get spanked, Miami for one, up in Boston the first game, and not even really be in it, and then come back and be a 14-point underdog and win by 10? And how can the Magic go in twice into Cleveland, get beat, and then come home and just destroy them? Mm-hmm. The NBA really has me confused.
Adjustments.
That's what I was just talking about with Jason, that the coach of the Miami Heat, he has been one of the best coaches in the league at making adjustments after a first game. And he obviously did that. They did some things that threw things off. And he's the longest tenured coach after Greg Popovich in the NBA. And there's a reason for that.
So the one question I have is, the level of, you got your top tier players, and then after, it's got to be pretty equal, and they perform on that one night as a team. I mean, it just really is confusing to me. I mean, it's like some huge gaps when you see 30 and 40 point changes in a game. That's the thing that I just.
A lot of people say, how can the Magic go to Cleveland and lose two games by double figures and then come home and win by almost 40 points at home?
And you also think the shooting can play a factor, too. Some players, they're great players, great shooters, but some nights they have off nights. They have good looks at the basket. It's just not going down. Other nights, they can't miss. No matter what they do, they just put up they shoot it up there, and it's going in, swish after swish. And I think that plays a factor, too. Sometimes the shooting is on, sometimes it's off, and that can make a big difference as well.
Yeah. I'll just, I guess, continue to be perplexed as I watch these games.
Yeah.
it's just like...
Well, you know, I look at it this way, and Jason, I know you watch a lot of movies, okay? Isn't it a lot more fun when a movie ends differently than how everybody thinks it's going to end?
Sure.
And there's a twist to it, and it ends up, wow, I wasn't expecting that to happen. Maybe that's better in sports. If you say, well, they won by 30 this night, they won by 30 the next night, they're going to win by 30 again, and then boom, it's totally different.
Well, yeah, the unpredictability is what part of the intrigue and what makes it interesting, and I think what makes it exciting. If all sports, if the team that was supposed to win won all the time, and if the things went according to plan, it's kind of boring and dull. Mm-hmm. Not much interest there, you know?
Yeah.
Understand that.
All right.
Have a great game tonight, Paul, and hopefully you'll be doing some stuff for many weeks later.
Well, let's hope. And do you want to get in our contest, Kirk? We're looking for the position that the Bucks Mr. Irrelevant plays. Their last pick, the number 246 pick in the NFL draft. What position will it be?
Oh, it's going to be a linebacker.
Okay, that was already chosen by the Rubber Cement Man. What's been chosen is cornerback, linebacker, safety, and tackle.
Give me a running back.
Running back. That could be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that
happen. Find some trash out there.
Yeah.
Division 3 type guy. Bring him in.
There you go. There you go.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that one. Thanks.
Thank you, Kirk. Okay. We'll always appreciate your call.
Speaking of the running back, one of the analysts talked about the Tennessee running back. I think his name's Jalen Wright. Still available. He thought that would be a good pick for the Bucks with their next pick, to pair him with Rashad White. So just throwing that out there. They might pick a running back soon.
Mario has had some very insightful comments this morning, and I want to read this one that he said because I think there's some merit to it. Towards the end of the NHL season, it seemed like the Panthers and the Bruins were jockeying back and forth to not play the Lightning and play Toronto instead. Boston had a one-point lead heading into the final couple of games, and Boston on the final night of the season was shut out by Ottawa at home. Now, that seems to be a little bit suspicious, but by losing that game, they avoided the Lightning and played the Maple Leafs, and the Panthers ended up playing the Lightning.
Mm-hmm. So, although Toronto beat the Lightning last year in the playoffs.
They did.
I think
from Boston's point of view, they match up better with Toronto than they do with the Lightning.
Yeah, you never know about that. You know, the way I look at it, at the end of the day, all the teams that you're going to be in the playoffs are tough. All the teams are good. You have to come and play. You have to execute. You have to be on your game, and it's going to be, you know, whoever makes more plays.
Mm-hmm.
And that's and the NHL playoffs are more competitive than some of the other sports. I think when it comes to the playoffs, most of the times, not all, but most of the times, you typically see very close, kind of lower scoring games. And the series, again, even if a series is a sweep, there's a good chance all four games will be competitive and could have gone either way.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't always see that in the other sports, where you'll get, like Kirk was just saying, blow out one night for one team, blow out the next night for the other team. But in hockey, most of the games are very close.
Yeah. Well, you don't have as many goals scored as you do points in the NBA and NFL. We'll take a break, and then more of the home team coming up. Ben Smith going to join us on the other side, our friend out of T&D Golf, and your phone calls. Stay with us. More of the home team on the Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1 and 102.3, and Facebook
Live.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, Paul Porter here, asking for your help. Bobby Maggie at Maggie Tax and Maggie Gives Back Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, supports and devotes its resources to assisting people in need. The Maggie Gives Back Foundation strives to help families who have fallen on hard times and are at risk of losing their homes with 1 year of mortgage or lease payments. Help us nominate a deserving family, and we need your help. If you share our belief in giving a hand up, not a hand out, then we urge you to donate or nominate today to MaggieGivesBack.com. To nominate a deserving family, visit www.MaggieGivesBack.com or call us for program details. Once again, that's www.MaggieGivesBack.com. Or call 813-850-0131 for details.
Honest Mahoney's. That's what people have been calling LZ Mahoney for more than 35 years. Honest LZ Mahoney. The name really says it all. Mahoney's Auto Repair is a place you can trust. In fact, it was some of his loyal customers that came up with the name. Generations of people who've been taking their cars to 4040 54th Avenue North for 3.5 decades. Do you need some work done on your car? If his loyal customers call him Honest Mahoney's, that should tell you something right there. The next time you need work done on your car, take it to my friend LZ Mahoney's. He's been a part of the home team for nearly 20 years. Mahoney's Auto Repair. Or just remember Honest Mahoney's. 4040 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. A place that people have called home for more than 35 years. Honest Mahoney's. 4040 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg.
This is Paul Porter to tell you about the place to save big dollars on nearly new hockey, golf, baseball, and football equipment, and more. Check out Second Time Sports Main Street next to Walmart just west of Belcher. Gently used sports equipment at significant savings is what you'll find at Second Time Sports. Call 727-784-0007 or check them out at secondtimesports.com. Don't pay full price for sports equipment without first checking out Second Time Sports. 2104 Main Street, just west of Belcher, next to Walmart.
My new windows from FAS Windows and Doors are in. I couldn't be happier with the job they did, from measuring perfectly to prompt and exact installation. How did I choose FAS over all the other window companies? I've known Ernie and John Wilding for nearly 20 years. They're Central Florida and West Central Florida's largest volume window and door dealer, with showrooms and distribution facilities in both Tampa and Orlando. As you know, I never endorse a product or service unless I've used them or thoroughly researched them. Their objective is providing the best quality windows and doors on the market at reasonable prices, with a customer service level that is unsurpassed in the industry. Never an obligation when you call 866-737-7173 or visit them on the internet at faswd.com. Call 866-737-7173. You'll be glad you did. I sure am.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
10 years ago, my wife and I started a nonprofit ministry to help victims of domestic violence called Reach Out, Speak Out. Would you consider a donation to help our ministry? If you'd like to join our auxiliary board or just be a friend to Reach Out, Speak Out by helping with your time, talents, or treasures whenever you're available, please contact us by visiting reachoutspeakout.org. Please send your donation to Post Office Box 4979, Tampa, Florida 33677, 501-3C number 4763-0804.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the home team. Glad to have you with us as we talk about a busy playoff Saturday coming up. And let's go back to the phone lines. We've got John Bychek joining us. Hello, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good to have you with us.
Good to talk to you.
Let's hope it's this really, really busy playoff season for the Lightning.
Yeah, they got to, and we talked about this before the show, you just got to play it one game at a time. The object today is to win today and live to play another day.
Amen, amen. I'm a little disappointed in the Rays last night as well, going into Chicago, the worst team in the league, and not being able to pull it off with their top starter on the mound. I think we're in trouble this year with our pitching staff.
Well, that's the thing, John. I think the injuries are the problem. You wonder how long they can keep it together. Obviously, I mean, their record is not terrible, but I don't know. You feel that they what they've shown thus far a little too inconsistent. And of course, if they lose this series, if they don't come back and win the next two to at least pull the series out against the White Sox, who were such a bad team, then there's a problem.
I think. John, just get the feeling that the Rays is just not the same. That's how I feel. You watch a lot of Rays games. How do you feel about that?
I feel 100% correct with that. They, Jonathan Rhonda, Brandon Lau, these guys don't strike fear in the hearts and minds of other pitchers, and I think we're running out of steam with this patchwork play and getting guys in every other year, and they stay for a couple years. You've got two of your big guys that are down this year. The bullpen's not what it is. That's given, and I understand injuries. All the teams have injuries, and three of our best starters are out. But you still got to hit the ball and put it in play and really make the things happen. And we're just not doing that consistently.
Yeah, I think so. And eventually, you can do patchwork and try and keep it going. But eventually, those patches just give way.
The team has been to the playoffs the last 5 years, too. It's been a good run. They did make it to the World Series as well. So if this is a little a down year, it's not that I think that they'll stay down. I think the Rays do a good job at finding the right players. They just had, they're starting the year and are going to play majority of the year with their top three pitchers not in the lineup, and yeah, that does make a difference.
Yeah, Mario mentioning that the White Sox weren't going to play as bad like their record forever, and their win their share of games. Unfortunately, last night was one of those games.
Yeah,
they're professional ball players. They hit the ball, they pitch the ball. Their time will come. The Rays have had slumps similar to that, and we've also had winning streaks. Virtually the opposite. It's just, we just got to be more consistent, and our pitching, the bullpen just has not done it this year. We've got injuries there as well, but I'm not feeling really good about it. And do you want to compete every year, or do you want to win every now and then? And we just have not been able to win the whole thing every now and then, which would be nice. Mm-hmm. They're competing every year, but that'll only take you so far.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You heading to the Lightning game this afternoon, John?
50-50. I haven't decided yet. Probably we'll end up going. We've got some tickets available, but there's a bunch of people who've got some ask out, so we'll probably make it this afternoon.
What do you think about some of the Bucks draft picks thus far?
I think they got what they needed. The second and third round draft picks could be steals like Jason Light usually does, but I think they really wanted this kid from Duke to fill in and probably move him to center. So I think they did a good job. Jason's got a good team over there, and he still owes us a phone call, too, so I'll try to get that happening. But I'm pretty pleased with it. Their interior line, both offense and defense, they answered the question.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, John, always good to hear from you. Thanks so much for dialing in today.
Take care, guys.
Have a good one. Take care. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, some good picks as far as the Bucks were concerned, and I think I'm glad that they're not depending on a rookie to be the man in a particular position.
Right.
If the closest they came to that, I think, was probably the center that they drafted.
Yes, they hope
that he can start.
But you know, again, you look at all the contributions from the rookie players last year between Kalijah Kancey, their first pick last year. Yaya Diaby, another great defensive player along the line. The offensive lineman, Cody Mauch, I think started every game. Christian Isian, the cornerback out of Rutgers, and Trey Palmer, the receiver. To have that kind of player contributions from that many rookies made a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want with your rookies. Not all of them it's going to be they're going to go through growing pains. It's going to take a little bit longer for some to adjust. But if you get some of those rookies to come in and make an impact day one, and plus you look at some of the other players who are still young but going into their second and third years, they're, you're hoping, are going to be gradually improving. So the combination of getting impacts from the rookies in their first year to other younger players developing, that's where the excitement, I think, with this team is, because I think we have drafted well. Yeah. And we've gotten players who are really coming into their own.
Baseball Al will join us on the other side of the break, so stay right where you're at. And we do have room for you on the phone lines if you want to join us. 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. Don't forget, the Sports Talk continues at at 11 o'clock as Mike will be by with his sports connection, Tampa Bay sports connection. So we invite you to stay tuned to the Tan Talk Radio Network this morning at 11 o'clock. More of the home team is coming up on the Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1, 102.3, and Facebook
Live.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
When you talk about ice rink development in West Central Florida, one name stands alone: Iceman Development, LLC. Gordy Zimmerman, president and founder of Iceman Development, has played an integral part in the construction of the Ice Sports Forum in Brandon, the training home of the three-time Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Advent Health Center Ice Complex, a multi-million dollar facility boasting 150,000 square feet and ranked the top indoor ice rink facility by both the USA Today and Yelp. Iceman Development is currently involved in creating yet another outstanding ice rink facility in Trinity in Pasco County. Iceman's company mission is to build community projects that impact the area both in quality of life and economic growth. For more information, visit IcemanDevelopment.com. That's Iceman with two N's, development.com.
Your number one home team fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Vermost Insurance Agency is a winning combination. We'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Vermost Insurance Agency in Tampa Bay today at vermost.com. That's vermost.com.
We're talking with Pastor Chris Bonham, the senior executive pastor at Grace Family Church, and it's been around for a while, Pastor Chris. What do you attribute the longevity to?
We've been around for 27 years, and our senior pastor, Craig Altman, always has had the value of being real, being genuine, and I think that's really been the key to our longevity. The message hasn't changed. We're always going to be Bible-based, Bible-centered, but our genuineness allows us, as we've grown, to show we're not perfect. We're not always going to do everything right, and that allows us to be real. And I think when people see that, that's very inviting to them to realize they don't have to just be perfect as well. They can come just like they are, and God can meet them right where they're at.
You'll find services on both Saturday and Sunday at Grace Family Church, so check it out.
Grace Family Church, now with 8 locations, the newest at State Route 54 and Suncoast Parkway.
This is Paul Porter for Second Time Sports at 2104 Main Street, right next to Walmart, just west of Belcher Road. You can save big on new or gently used sports equipment, from hockey to soccer to baseball. They're now selling and renting gently used bicycles. Don't pay retail at the chain sports stores. Check out the large selection at Second Time Sports at just a fraction of the cost. Second Time Sports, 2104 Main Street, next to Walmart, just west of Belcher Road. Call them at 727-784-0007 and tell them what you're looking for.
Have you been looking for a place to get a Vienna all-beef hot dog without having to travel all the way to Tampa? Now you can get that delicious hot dog in its casing that snaps when you take your first bite. I think Vienna all-beef hot dogs are the best there are, and I'm happy to tell you that you can now find them in Pinellas at Daddy Dog's on the southeast corner of State Route 580 and McMullen Booth Road in Safety Harbor. Family-owned and operated, check them out at daddydogs.com. That's Daddy, D-A-W. WGS.com. Try it and you can thank me later. And don't forget to save room for Hershey's ice cream.
Calling all legal eagles and radio aficionados. Join us for a weekly legal whirlwind on WTAN 1340 AM Legal Candy with attorney Candace Colucci. Airs every Saturday at 2 p.m. Candace delves into hurricane-related matters, property insurance law, and sizzling legal topics. It's the town's hottest legal and lively show. Tune in and sweeten your Saturday.
Life Builders Christian Counseling Center brings hurting people to wholeness in Christ. Life Builders is a professional counseling center with multiple counselors and locations in Brandon and Tampa. They offer in-person, Zoom, and group sessions, counseling individuals, married couples, children, and adolescents and families. Some of our licensed counselors take most insurances. Call 813-438-5949 or visit lifebuilderscounseling.org. Life Builders can help. 813-438-5949. And at lifebuilderscounseling.org.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the home team, and I want to say hello to Randy watching on Facebook Live. Glad to have you with us, Randy. And also, Jason, what do Lightning broadcaster Dave Mishkin and a blind squirrel have in common?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
That's the name of his book that he has out. Dave Mishkin has written a novel called The Blind Squirrel.
Called The Blind Squirrel?
Yeah. And it's all about a hockey player that has had struggles because of the death of his parents and how he kind of turns the corner and gets a healthy mental state after a lot of difficult times. So
interesting.
It's his book, and he is going to be signing that book out on Ford Thunder Alley this afternoon at 2:15.
Oh, how nice. Okay.
So if you can pick up a copy, or if you already have a copy and want to get it signed, Dave Mishkin, friend of the show, who I'm going to get on the program soon because he's just been busy every Saturday. Lightning have been playing every Saturday.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get him on the program
soon.
Well,
that's not. Is it a true story or a fictional story?
It's a fictional story based on
inspired by
a true story.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a minor league hockey player that really does a lot of struggling. And a lot of people don't realize, but Dave Mishkin started out with the Hershey Bears and actually did some college hockey prior to that, but started out in with Hershey and then came to the Lightning from there. Just looking on ESPN, they're showing the Kia Center that will be hosting game four this afternoon. So not too far away, 1 o'clock tip off.
I thought they changed the sponsor. Wasn't it the Amway Center?
Yeah, it was the Amway Center for a long time. But just this year it became the Kia Center.
Well, that's news to me. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Al is waiting for us. Hello, Al. You're on the home team.
Yeah, the injuries this year in Major League Baseball is the worst I've ever seen since I've been watching baseball.
It's bad. It's bad. A lot of course, the Rays have a lot of players injured, but overall, key players have been injured. You're right, Al.
What do you attribute that to, Al?
Like I told you, they start too early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
They instead of them training, they're out there playing baseball first day of spring training.
I would also argue they start too early in life. I mean, I would say that players from their teenage years, the workouts, the pushing their bodies to the limit, that you start that at a young age, I think you could have the body start to break down well before it should.
Yeah, you know, then another thing they got to do something with these umpires. These umpires are ridiculous.
How about Aaron Boone getting thrown out when the umpire thought he was yelling at him when it was really a fan from the stands? That was a good one.
Yeah, you know what? They're like a stubble. These umpires are like a stubble agents. They tell the players, you say something, you're gone.
I guess in Aaron Boone's case, he even if he doesn't say anything, he's gone.
The manager says the guy didn't go around, but he held up, and the guy went. He didn't go out, and they said he went around. They call him out. It costs these people games, and these umpires, they don't care.
What
they're the big cheese out there.
What do you think?
What they want to do?
What do you think the fan thought that was making those comments, knowing that he got the Yankees manager ejected?
Well, you would think he would say, hey, no, that was me. What is the umpire? The umpire can't throw out a fan. I mean, unless he's using...
Well, he could.
Well, if he's using profanity or something, but if he's just heckling him, telling him what a bad job he's doing, you can't throw a fan out for that. But if I were the fan, I would try to make, hey, no, it was me.
Yeah.
He could have said, hey, it was me, stupid. Look at you. You can't even hear straight.
But, you know, I think the umpire out of...
they don't pay no attention to nobody.
Yeah.
Control everything.
And the umpire's not going to want to admit that he misheard a fan for the manager.
Yeah, although I think he did, but he did afterwards. I think he was forced to. I mean, when he addressed it, he had to admit he made that mistake.
Afterwards, but he didn't want to do it in front of 60-some thousand people.
Yeah.
You know what? This year is the dumbest player, I think, this year is Judge. He ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get rid of him.
Well, they just signed him to a huge contract.
Yeah,
so
they're not going to have
it. They're not going to get all that money. He can't buy a hit.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, the Timberwolves, they went 3-0 last night.
Yeah. They're on the verge of sweeping the Suns. They're looking good right now. Very good.
Yeah, what do you think? You think they got a shot at this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely
very much
do.
So.
They definitely do.
They're a high. What are they? They're the number three seed, I think, in the West. They're behind. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Denver's the number two seed, and Oklahoma City's the one seed. Well, but you figure the West. I mean, other than Denver, who won it all last year, those other teams kind of came out of nowhere. To be that good.
Salary cap again. Yeah. Makes the better teams worse and the worst teams better. Mm-hmm. Lakers are on the verge of being swept today. I don't feel bad for them.
They've won too much. Much anyway.
Yeah.
Tiger's been there too long.
There you go. Yes, thank you. They've won enough.
Yeah. A lot of people will be.
For a change, get some new teams in there.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I like. In the NBA, we've always seemed to see the same teams over and over again, but recently there has been some more parity. The teams that have won the titles have been different.
Suns used to be so good, but it looks like they found their match this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Al, always good to hear from you. Thanks so much for checking in with us.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Al.
You do the same. Another sad point, and a lot of people say that as you get older, this happens more and more. But Bob Kloppenberg, who was an assistant with the Cleveland Cavaliers back in the early 80s when I was with them, passed away this week. He was 96, I believe.
Wow.
But Bob Kloppenberg had the greatest collection of hotel room soaps of anybody I knew.
Oh, that's great.
Because they would stay at pretty decent hotels,
yes.
You know. And he would always take the soaps out.
With them.
And Bob actually told me, he says, you know, I have one bar of soap that I use for the entire season, and then I just take all the soaps that are in the hotel room.
See, I'm the difference. I have real sensitive skin. My skin sometimes breaks. So I always take my own soap to the hotels.
But you don't take the soaps from the hotels.
No. I take my own soaps to use at the hotels, but I don't take the soaps with me from the hotels.
Well, he told me towards the end of the season that he had collected, I want to say, it was like 300 and some bars of soap.
I wonder, did he contact the Guinness Book of World Records? I mean, they have records for everything. I mean, could a guy who has the biggest collection of soap, he could have at least tried for that, I wonder.
I mean, he would just enjoy that. And then he would go take them home and he wouldn't use them. I mean, just a collection, and he would still buy soap and use the soap that he bought.
Fascinating. That's interesting. Yeah. I love that story.
Yeah, that's a little known fact about Bob Kloppenberg, but I loved him dearly. And then he was an assistant coach along with Gerald Oliver back in the early 80s, and Gerald had a unique little persona about him as well. The team gave you, like, I think, forget what it was back then, it was like $30 or $40 a day in meal money. So that while you're on the road, you can go to a restaurant. Of course, prices weren't as high back then as they are now. So they would pass out cash in envelopes, and you'd get like $40 for every day you're going to be on the road. Well, Gerald Oliver, his wife would pack him peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Not bad.
And we'd be on the plane, and Gerald would get out his peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and he'd start eating. And everybody was kidding him, you know, like, Coach Oliver, what are you doing? You know, you got your per diem. Go to a nice restaurant. And he goes, no, I'm keeping the money, huh? I got myself a sandwich.
Smart,
my dear wife made me a sandwich, and I'm
saving.
Think
about that. The whole season long, there are a lot of games.
So that
money, if he takes his own meal,
41 road games, and you're on the road for about 70 to 80 games a year.
That's a smart man.
Yeah, it came out. He'd had over $3,000 at the end of the season.
Ooh, baby, how about that?
Just from his meal money.
There you go.
So,
wow.
Yeah, some interesting stories.
Fascinating.
About people that love to save their per diem
and things you'll
save the soap.
And stories you only hear here on the home team.
Yeah.
The behind the scenes.
Very true. Very true. We need to hit a break, and then we will be back with our final segment of the home team. Stay with us. More of the home team coming up. Phone lines open, 727-441-3000. If you want to get a quick call in, now is the time. More of the home team on the Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1, 102.3, and Facebook
Live.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, Paul Porter here. I've known Bobby Maggie for years, and he's always supported the home team. Tax season is here, and at Maggie Tax, you can let the professionals prepare your taxes. Taxes will be going up, and now is the time to do tax planning. No appointments necessary, and three locations that you can drop off your tax info and go. Visit Maggie Tax for more information or call Bobby Maggie at 727-799-1701. Pay less tax with Maggie Tax. It's not a slogan, it's what they do. Mention Paul Porter and the home team, and you'll get $25 off your tax preparation. That number again, 727-799-1701. 727-799-1701. Now is a great time to shop your homeowners and auto insurance. Alliance Mutual Insurance can lower your cost on insurance during these challenging economic times. Alliance Mutual, an independent agency, is in the Tampa Bay area, locally owned with over 20 years experience. They have access to dozens of independent carriers and can find the lowest price with the highest quality coverage. Citizens is not your only option. Call or text Jamie Brown, a home team listener and supporter, at 727-637-2341. That's Jamie Brown at 727-637-2341.
Honest Mahoney's. That's what people have been calling LZ Mahoney for more than 35 years. Honest LZ Mahoney. The name really says it all. Mahoney's Auto Repair is a place you can trust. In fact, it was some of his loyal customers that came up with the name. Generations of people who've been taking their cars to 4040 54th Avenue North for 3.5 decades. Do you need some work done on your car? If his loyal customers call him Honest Mahoney's, that should tell you something right there. The next time you need work done on your car, take it to my friend LZ Mahoney's. He's been a part of the home team for nearly 20 years. Mahoney's Auto Repair. Or just remember Honest Mahoney's. 4040 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. A place that people have called home for more than 35 years. Honest Mahoney's. 4040 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg.
Now you can get that delicious Vienna all-beef hot dog in Pinellas County at Daddy Dog's on the southeast corner of McMullen Booth Road and State Route 580 in Safety Harbor. They feature 10 different types of hot dogs with over 25 different toppings. Hershey's ice cream, too. Now you don't have to drive to Tampa to get the best hot dog there is. Check out their menu at daddydogs.com. That's daddy, DAWGS.com. Family-owned and operated. DaddyDogs.com.
Thank goodness it's Thursday. That's what they're celebrating every last Thursday of the month from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at Raw Space Collaborative. It's a chance to network with other businesses and make some new friends. If you're looking to network your business, don't miss TGIT at Raw Space Collaborative, 6013 Wesley Grove Boulevard, Building 2, Suite 208 in Wesley Chapel. Check out rawspaceco.com for all the details. See you last Thursday of the month from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at Thank Goodness It's Thursday.
Looking to buy or sell a home but don't know where to turn? Paul Porter here from Aliana Ward and the team at Innovation Realty Group. They're ready to work for you. New construction, buying or selling an existing home? They can do it all. They serve our entire listing area. Uncompromising integrity combined with savvy negotiating is what you'll find at Innovation Realty Group. Visit their website, InnovationGroupFL.com. That's InnovationGroupFL.com. Or call 813-802-8415. To speak directly with Mollyanna.
My new windows from FAS Windows and Doors are in. I couldn't be happier with the job they did, from measuring perfectly to prompt and exact installation. How did I choose FAS over all the other window companies? I've known Ernie and John Wilding for nearly 20 years. They're Central Florida and West Central Florida's largest volume window and door dealer, with showrooms and distribution facilities in both Tampa and Orlando. As you know, I never endorse a product or service unless I've used them or thoroughly research them. Their objective is providing the best quality windows and doors on the market at reasonable prices with a customer service level that is unsurpassed in the industry. Never an obligation when you call 866-737-7173 or visit them on the internet at faswd.com. Call 866-737-7173. You'll be glad you did. I sure am.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome into our final segment of the Home Team. It's been a good show, and we want to thank Rock Riley for joining us on the program today and all of you who have watched on Facebook Live. We appreciate that. Hello, Patrick. He's watching from north of the border. Glad to have him with us. DJ Bolt was watching. Of course, he'll be playing the music at the Lightning game coming up this afternoon, so we'll look forward to that. And again, we want to remind you of our Mother's Day contest next Saturday. Three moms are going to be honored with gift certificates to the Palm Pavilion at Clearwater Beach, and you could be one of them. Now, it's very simple. All you have to, you don't have to know anything about sports, but you do have to call the program and let us talk to you, and you may be one of the three ladies we select to honor with the lunch or dinner for two at the Palm Pavilion on Clearwater Beach. That's next Saturday that that'll be happening. Also want to mention, Jason, that today could be the final game of the season for the Tampa Bay Lightning, depending on what happens. And I think, and I think this will happen, but I think we should send them off, win or lose, whatever happens today, with a rousing welcome and a rousing thank you for the 2023-24 season.
Absolutely.
And come out there and show your support. They've been in the playoffs now a lot. They've won two Stanley Cups. They played for a third all in 3 years' time. Come out and show these guys that you appreciate them. From Stamkos, I mean, we don't know. This could be the final game that Steven Stamkos plays in a Lightning uniform.
Yeah, this team has been tremendous, really under the new ownership of Jeff Vinnick and what they've done through all these years. And, you know, I think sometimes the fans tend to get spoiled. When your team wins several championships or are in the Stanley Cup Finals or in contention, you expect that every year. That's not realistic. And all teams are eventually going to hit down, you know, down patches where you have to rebuild a little bit. I don't think the Lightning are ever going to be in a position under this ownership where they're going to be terrible or bad. Mm-hmm. I think they're always going to be at least in playoff contention, even if they're not championship material. But this has been another strong season. I mean, you figure their goalie, Andrei Vasilevskiy, he missed the first part of the season with back injury. He's coming back. Takes him a while to get back into it. There was inconsistencies at time, but They made a run. They made the playoffs. It's been a hard-fought series, even if it comes to an end against the Panthers. Every game has been close. They've given it their all, so they're still a very strong team. And you figure the fan support. They've had how many consecutive sellouts? So this is, they've certainly captured the affection of the whole Tampa Bay area for a long time now.
For sure. And want to mention, if you don't have a ticket for the game today, you can still be a part of it all by going to the Ford Thunder Alley, which is right outside the box office there. Tickets are just $5 there, and you can be a part of watching the game with other Lightning fans and cheering them on. And it's nice to be inside the arena, but, you know, it's going to be some nice weather by about 6 or 7 o'clock this evening. A nice night to sit out and enjoy the Lightning as they try and keep their season alive and hopefully do that and end up with another game on Monday night. If they do win today, they'll play Monday night down in South Florida. So hopefully they're able to do that.
And there's also another good way to do it. If you can't make it down there, the game's going to be broadcast on Bally, so you can listen to Dave Riordorf and Brian Englam on the call.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The game will be on Bally for the first round. And then again, with the Magic today, they tip off in just over 2 hours from now at 1 o'clock, and they have a chance to square their series against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yep.
And if, as we talked about at the top of the show, Jason, if the Magic can find a way to win this one today, then it really gets interesting.
Sure.
It becomes a 2 out of 3 series.
That's right, and the Magic have the momentum, having 1-2. I think the fact that they won by the margin that they did really is impressive, because I think that sends a message that despite being still down 2-1, that sends a message the Magic could be the better team.
Mm-hmm.
To win by that margin. Now, that could just be one game where Cleveland just did not. Yeah, Cleveland didn't play well. Magic, everything was going right. They could change. Hey, crucial that the Magic win today to tie it up, though, because it'd be very tough, to go back to Cleveland being down 3-1. That you're asking a lot. So they need to win it today.
Let me mention, if you have not seen Paolo Banchero play, who was the Magic's number one pick 2 years ago, you really need to check this guy out. He was just on fire the other night, and the basket looked like it was 30 feet wide for him. I mean, he just couldn't miss. Everything he threw up was going in, and he was really taking charge. And I want to tell you something that I really am liking, and I'm seeing it with... It started with Jalen Suggs, and now Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner are doing it too. They are urging the fans on and waving for them to get louder and get louder, and the fans have responded. It was so loud inside the Kia Center on Thursday night, and fans are really responding, and
yep.
It's really become a tight-knit team with their fans. Jamal Mosley has mentioned over and over that the fans are just unbelievable in Orlando.
Yeah, they Magic have done a good job recently of drafting, and obviously when you have the number one overall pick, there's a lot of pressure to get that right. And there were a couple of other players in the mix there. I know I think it was Chet Holmgren who went to Oklahoma City. The other player from Auburn, Paolo Banchero, was actually, I don't think, the odds on favorite for them to get.
No, he was
not. But they did their research. They vetted all the players the best they could. And it looks like they got that one right, because I think Banchero is absolutely a star in the making. He's already a very good player, and the hope is he's going to become a superstar. Because in the NBA, to be a championship-caliber team, you really have to have at least one superstar on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supported by other very good players, but at least one of them has to stand out as being one of the elite players. And I think Banchero can become that.
My understanding, too, is that there's a couple of players that are probably not going to be back, possibly Markelle Fultz and Gary Harris, that are going to become salary cap casualties. But if they jettison those two players, they would have enough money free to go after a free agent that would be Paolo Banchero 1A.
Well, it
could be another superstar.
We know from the past the Magic did a great job of bringing in free agents, and free agents are going to want to go to an up-and-coming, a team that they know is on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
That's what attracts free agents, and the Magic are absolutely a team on the rise. They're a young, talented team. They were a fifth seed this year, almost a fourth seed in the playoffs. That's the type of team that I think a really solid free agent can look at and say, well, if I go to this team, we could become championship material very quickly.
And don't be surprised if the person that I'm talking about, that 1A, is Mr. Donovan Mitchell, currently with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he is an unrestricted free agent this year, and he has already said that he is not looking to re-sign with Cleveland, if the Magic win this series, Donovan Mitchell may be the perfect fit to that puzzle, because of how you described it, Jason, of a player looking for a team that's on the upswing.
Bingo.
That he could join and really put them over the top.
It's exciting.
So keep an eye on that.
Exciting for the Magic right now. Very good to see that.
Well, let's see what happens today, and we will talk with you again next Saturday, our Mother's Day contest next Saturday at 9 o'clock. Mike Rickard and the Sports Connection coming up next right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Go Magic, go Lightning, go Rays, and we'll talk to you next Saturday on the home team on the Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 and 1350, FM 106.1, 102.3, and Facebook
Live!
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3.
Listen.